Good to be back with you here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, roughly 30% of eligible workers do not, and I repeat, do not participate in their employer's 401k plan. Folks, that is a very alarming statistic. A major concern for people's retirement readiness and something that has to be addressed. Here to address it, of course, is none other than Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, what is it that employers can do to incentivize their employees to take advantage of this wonderful retirement benefit?
In designing their 401k plans, there is a plan design feature that can help solve this problem, and it's called automatic enrollment. And essentially, automatic enrollment is a plan feature in which eligible employees are automatically enrolled into the plan versus having to do all the paperwork and such to sign up. And then they can choose to opt out if they don't want to participate. And what this accomplishes is the overcoming of inertia in terms of people signing up. So employees are automatically enrolled. Research has found that once they're in the plan, they are unlikely to drop out of the plan, but if they need to do so, they have every opportunity.
Isn't it also the reality that if this money that going on a tax-deferred basis into a 401k or a 403b plan, if you're a nonprofit or university, hospital, for instance, that you really don't miss it? That may be hard for people to believe, but in fact, it just comes out. You don't ever see it. It goes into this nest egg and grows over time, based on your allocations.
Yes, and we'll call it human nature or behavioral economics. Often when funds are set aside and unreachable, people tend not to touch them. I can even speak from my own experience. Once my paycheck finds its way into my checking account, it's a lot more likely to be spent. So people don't miss it. However, I do want to point out some people do have financial situations. They may be looking at a mountain of credit card debt, and it's important for them to get that paid off. And it may be in conflict with their participating in the plan. So even if you're an employee who's automatically enrolled, you have to do a sanity check against your own financial situation, especially if there may be some more urgent or pressing financial need.
Let's talk briefly about automatic escalation. It's an important feature that employers can utilize to help boost employees' retirement savings. It's something that employees need to do and make happen.
Yes, auto escalation often goes hand in hand with automatic enrollment. It is a planned feature, and it's also important to point out employers can offer automatic escalation without necessarily offering auto enrollment. And basically what that feature does is on an anniversary date, it could be the beginning of the calendar year, an employee's anniversary, it increases their contributions to the plan typically by 1% per year until a certain maximum contribution is reached. The idea is if people are receiving annual increases, that they're giving their retirement savings an increase as well.
One other consideration is if you are over 50, you have the benefit of a catch-up contribution.
Yes, which enables workers of age 50 and older to contribute above and beyond the plan or IRS limits.
Folks, the message is enroll and take advantage of these tax-deferred contributions to your future financial security. That's all we have time for here on this edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.